Margaret's in Lisburn. Morning, Margaret.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing, Stephen? Margaret?
I'm well, thanks. Is that Stephen?
It is, yes.
Yes. Well, I just was phoning up to say about Brittany.
You should see, Margaret, the amount of weight he's put on.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
I know.
I always thought that Brittany was tall and lean.
Muscular. No. We're actually thinking of not letting him on the Nolan Live TV show anymore, Margaret.
There's a change.
Because you know, we only have a weight restriction. And I kind of
breach
it.
You clearly maxed that out.
He's really let himself go. No. It's unbelievable.
Now, how are you saying that?
Yes?
Look at you.
Are you trying to say I'm fat?
No, you know what I'm trying to say. I can't say anything about you, Stephen, really, because it was very kind of you to give me chocolates at Christmas.
Oh, can we send
them? You're really an old romantic at heart.
Did you send the Margaret chocolates, or did you get one of your little minions to do it?
How old are you, Margaret, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in my 90th year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, sure, that's fantastic. And you keep the radio on for company then?
Yes, I have the radio on all the time.
Good stuff.
I just watch TV in the late afternoon, but I enjoy the radio. It's my lifeline since I lost my husband last year.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sure that obviously you'll just be that bit lonelier now without him, won't you?
Yes, indeed. He was 90, so we were two old cutters together.
Mm-hmm.
We'd been married for 57 years.
My goodness.
Yes.
My goodness. It's a long time, Margaret.
Long time. It's a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, listen, thank you. Thank you for calling. Are you going to come down to the TV show? It's back.
Oh, my dear, I haven't been out of here. I'm chairbound, really.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, have you been out much, or can you get out at all?
No, I haven't been out since last September.
And what about a wheelchair? Is there no one can bring you out in a wheelchair?
I have a wheelchair, but I'm on my own here. My daughter's in Scotland.
Right.
I've only one daughter.
And if someone took you out, could you come out of the house?
Well, I have been out, but it's a great difficulty getting into the wheelchair, and I have wonderful neighbours, marvellous neighbours, and they're very good to me, but it's difficult getting the wheelchair into cars and things. So it's heavy and whatnot. So,
but are you well enough to go out if people could help you come out?
Well, I can. I have been out. But not recently. Mm-hmm.
Because you know why I'm asking the question?
Why?
I think we should talk a wee bit more.
Do you think so?
I'll tell you why. I think we should, if you haven't been out since last September, all right?
Yes.
I think we should at least explore the possibility. Have a wee chat behind the scenes. And I'll see if I can get the television team. Now, there's a couple of big political programmes coming up here tomorrow night and the week after. But then it goes back to normal after that. And I think we should at least talk about the possibility of bringing you down to the studio as one of our special guests, and we'll put you in the audience and look after you.
Oh, no, Stephen. I couldn't really.
Could you not?
No.
Well, then, do you know what we'll do? We'll come to you and we'll have a wee chat. I'll send. Now, if I send Vinny up and if I come up.
Yes,
all right. The thing is, if you have any food in the house, he will clearly, given the mood he's in, eat it all.
Well, you see.
So you need to be careful.
Well, now I think I've only shortbread in the cupboard.
Shortbread's nice. No, shortbread's nice.
It's all right.
Shortbread's lovely.
Yes.
Right. So we'll give you a wee call after the show, and it'll probably be next week before we get up now.
Right. Oh, all right. Lovely.
And we'll come up and visit you.
Thank you very much.
All the best, Margaret.
Thank you. Bye, Stephen.
Lovely lady.
I like her.
Sometimes you forget.
Forget what?
That people that listen to this program, of the different situations they're in and how lovely they are. And I mean that. Lovely, lovely lady. Right. Get out, fat boy. We have to move on.
That's deeply inappropriate.
John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You tip for anybody out there listening to you. Now, what I used to do, when I got away with it for years, I used to buy two Valentine's Day cards, and I would have copied the verse from one into the other one, and no wife used to think I was very romantic and very good with words, until she caught me on. And then for a few days after that, I had no daddy.
So you would buy a, blank one and copy from one to the other?
Yeah. I got away with it for years. You caught me on chancer. The bathroom. Of course, John, it was a chance. Done well.
John, thank
I got
you.
Away with it.
John, thank you very much. Morning to you. Now, Invent 2017 launches today. It's an annual competition that showcases and rewards local innovations, ideas in other words, that promise the greatest potential. It gives entrepreneurs and innovators an opportunity to gain pretty high profile exposure. Last year's winner was Jump Pack, which you may remember featured in my Made in Northern Ireland show.
About 10 years ago, I watched these three young guys. They had three BMXs and they had a huge plank of wood piled with breeze blocks. And I thought, I was doing that in 1977. Surely by now, somebody has invented a mobile ramp that kids can take everywhere they go.
Well, you might have seen him on BBC One on the show. Phil McIntosh from Jump Pack is with us now. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And Steve Ward from Invent. Morning to you, Steve.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Phil, how has it gone then since? What's been happening over the last few months?
Stephen, it's been a whirlwind the last few months since Invent. Our feet literally haven't touched the ground. Between the final in the waterfront, we've been over to meet the Queen. We've just returned from 10 days in the US, and it looks like we've just been offered a global distribution deal as a result. So it looks like we're on the road to success, Stephen.
Well, which is a global distribution deal. So does that mean someone saying, we will sell this around the world?
We will sell this around the world. So I was actually just on the phone with the company yesterday, heading back out to China next week just to nail our prices down. But it looks like we're on the road. Hopefully by the end of the summer, at the latest Christmas, Stephen, Jump Pack will be in the shops around the world.
Isn't that incredible? How long has it taken you? How many years of all that hard work has it taken you to get to this point?
Well, since I actually pulled my sleeves up and decided to do something about it, Stephen, it's taken about 4 years. And it does take a little bit longer than you think. Just, you know, with enthusiasm, you think you're going to have everything done by next week. But it's taken about 4 years, but it's been a fantastic process the whole way along. We've had people to hold our hands and help us through the challenges. So it's been a really exciting and enjoyable process.
And Steve, well, you're looking for the next batch of people who have new ideas now for this year again.
Yeah, you know what, because Valentine's Day is a good day to talk about this because we all love it whenever a new product comes along and then we buy it. And then, you know, it just does something so much better than anything else that you could previously get. And I think what we've been doing this for a few years now, and what we've learned about just people in Northern Ireland is that there's something in the DNA, really, really good at solving problems and creating new things. So Invent 2017, it's a really easy process for anybody who thinks they've got something, you know, just to put up their hand and then, you know, get a little bit of help to figure out if they do have something and then really come into a community that can help them to build business around it.
So this is basically, so you're talking now to someone sitting, they're in the car, they're in the bedroom, wherever they are now, they've got an idea in their head. Who do they contact? What is the next stage? Because I reckon quite a few of us have ideas in our head, but few of us actually go through with it.
So there's plenty of time to think about it and get your thoughts in order. So the deadline is the 31st of March. But if the website is www.invent2017.co.co. So and all the information's in there. But yeah, absolutely. You know, so if you look at the people who have won some of the categories over the last few years, there's a husband and wife team from Port Glenown. You know, had no real specialist training apart from being a surveyor. Just thought, look, the way that cemeteries run their businesses is terrible. There's a better way to do that and brought in, you know, software to do that. There's Fintan, who was featured in the programme, Fintan Connolly from West Belfast, who's a pharmacist. You know, he just got fed up in seeing kids with anxiety. It really affected their ability to learn in school. So we just thought, look, I'm going to develop a way to help kids deal with that. So people can come from anywhere. Then you get some of the, you know, some of Northern Ireland's top research scientists entered as well.
Okay.
And if you look at Moff Technologies, they have created a way to store food for 9 months.
Brilliant. Listen, we're out of time. Obviously, we would like to talk about this a lot more, and let's see what ideas come in. What's the website address again, Steve?
www.invent2017.co.
Okay, brilliant. Steve Orr, thank you. Phil, continued success with Jump Pack Mate. We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stephen. Good morning.
BBC Radio Ulster.
With Sean Coyle.
Good morning, sunbeams will soon smile.